T-Fat Guys Talk, E3 edition for the EA live conference.
Fuck you, Dave. Just fuck you. I know you did nothing wrong, but I deserve to see someone punished for this.
Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad.
Okay, let's talk about the good. Even though I still have no desire to play Titanfall 2 because of its stupid multiplayer leveling and the fact that the story mode just had to feature yet another white soldier protagonist and his bond with his mecha. Coolest thing about the whole EA thing was that Titanfall 2 multiplayer trailer, just because of all the cool moves you can do. If they announce tomorrow that Titanfall 2's multiplayer will not have any kind of leveling, and I hope Overwatch sets a precedent here for them to do exactly that, I might just be interested. Also good, when that stupid idiot who was making Fee stopped fucking talking and just showed us the game looked fascinating. Not my cup of tea, but definitely fascinating to look at, for sure. The bad was everything else. What did you think?
Well, unlike your jaded persona, they didn't show me enough of Andromeda. I wish there was more, but I get the feeling that that game's not out until mid next year, so they're not really showing much of anything right now. Mm-hmm. I'd expect a little bit more from it, but they've given us at least the premise behind it finally. Last year, we got 2 screenshots. This year, we got an actual breakdown of what's going on. Mankind need to find a new home world, whether ours is dying, whatever. But the fact that it's, you know, a couple hundred years later after Shepard's time means that they can really work in a lot. But there's one downside to having a multiple ending finale to your series. You, the developer, have to choose which one that character went through and then make a history based off of it.
They could have just made a new timeline.
It's not a new timeline.
I'm aware of that. I'm saying they could have.
They could have, but and that would have eliminated that, but now they've got to choose. Mm-hmm. So, we're not going to see any game importation, obviously, into this one, which is probably a good thing, because if you're going a couple hundred years later, maybe, and it's a whole new universe that we're in. So you don't have to worry as much about that. I'm looking forward to Andromeda. I liked the previous games in the series, so I just wish they'd take out the whole ammo thing. That being said, again, not being as jaded as you, I don't care about soccer. I don't care about American football. I don't care about any of the sports games myself. But I was kind of intrigued by the whole FIFA career mode.
Sure.
That's something new to try, and I always encourage new things like that.
Sure.
Having a career mode in sports games is a big thing now. Because you can put yourself into the game. So that's not a bad thing. What I don't like about the sports games, and they give us the great big rundown, the whole, they're giving, you know, $1 million. No, so that was for the Star Wars one. They're giving money to charity and everything else for skill-based competition in football. American football. Gotta make sure I said that right. But the problem is most of those online modes don't actually encourage regular team stats. They're the souped up, I've made my players super godlike and I've made a dream team. That's not skills-based competition. That's how much time and money did I throw into this game to become the quote-unquote best.
This is why I hope Overwatch becomes a precedent. Like, I'll give Blizzard this praise. They didn't make leveling stats or getting gear anything but cosmetic in Overwatch, as it should be. And I hope that while Overwatch is wildly successful and more companies go like, okay, this is a new trend. People are sick of this leveling garbage in fucking multiplayer games. They're sick of us needing to put gear and all these stupid hurdles in these games that don't demand it. Just pick a character or a team and go.
I'm actually okay with a leveling mechanic as long as it's only for cosmetic.
That's exactly what I just said.
Well, yes and no. You want leveling completely gone.
Nope. I'm okay with cosmetic. I have never lambasted leveling just for cosmetic stuff. Hell, I always bring up Halo Reach as my ideal system.
Did Titanfall 1?
And you leveled up in it.
Yeah. Did Titanfall 1 have a leveling system a la like Halo...
Halo 4 and 4? Call of Duty? Yes. In multiplayer.
Okay. That's garbage.
Agreed.
Because all that means is you put more time into the next person and all of a sudden you get to start with better gear? No. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit.
As we all know, the winner of the last World Cup gets to start with an extra player on the field and better gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it's not my game, Battlefront. Mm-hmm. But Battlefront 1... Battlefield 1 looks very nice.
It looks pretty.
It does. I could probably watch somebody play it for a little bit.
I could probably watch it. EA, you could probably watch it.
Them talking about new Star Wars games, no shit. There's air in the atmosphere, and we need water to survive. But look, we don't trust you. The fact that you're already announcing a year after the last one that there's Star Wars Battlefront 2 doesn't surprise any of us. Are you listening to us? No. Because it's still going to have less content than the original Star Wars Battlefront 2, which everybody's gone back to and are making new patches for and turning the servers back on illegally to play because it actually had space combat and all kinds of other fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, do we trust you? No. Are you going to charge a premium for everything? Yes. So, fuck you, EA.
The only other thing I want to say about the EA conference is how stupid is it to go, we're going to have skill-based competitions for charity. Winning, getting these achievements do nothing for charity, and we're going to donate $1 million at the end of the week anyway. That's a missed boat. Why not make it so that every person who gets this achievement means a certain donation is set? Perhaps up to a maximum, right?
But well, like I pointed out, for the Star Wars...
You play this garbage game and you don't know the name of it! Galaxy of Heroes!
For that game, they're doing this big thing of giving a challenge for having a team of 5 women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the problem with this. The game's been around since last October. Now, somebody like me, I've only gotten involved in the past month kind of thing.
That sounds like an excuse for why you can't have the Yuki Unit Hero Club out on Star Wars missions. That's 5 women right there.
And I wish I could have those characters fighting for me. Absolutely. But for the team that you start off with on both dark side and light side, and for the characters I've gone after, I've got 2 women, which means that I'm automatically eliminated from this challenge.
You misogynistic pig.
It's the same as there's a challenge in the game that pops up once a month, the Yoda challenge, where you have to have 5 Jedi.
You Jedi-ist pig.
I've got 1 Jedi, so I'm eliminated from that.
I'd like to keep these snippets rather brief since we're going to have a post E3 podcast when this is all said and done anyway. So before we end this one, let's talk about other E3 news. Namely, one game, Injustice 2. And
is that, oh yeah, that is an EA game.
And how it's not EA, actually. Oh, you're going to love this. It's WB Games and NetherRealm. And now, Injustice 2, you have to level up and gain gear for your characters online so that it differentiates them from other characters. Just like Street Fighter Cross Tekken's gems.
Okay, but is that cosmetic or is it actual stat-based?
The press releases have said that they will change your character's abilities and powers.
Fuck.
Yep, and that I liked Injustice. That immediately deflates this for me.
I already didn't like the fact that pretty much everybody in Injustice, mm-hmm, seems to have Iron Man armor.
Now, here's the thing. if this is just a fun side mode, that's one thing. But it seems like it's not. It's like gems. It's being forced on you. And ultimately, you didn't need to pay to win for gems in Street Fighter Cross Tekken, because tournaments never use the pay-to-win ones. The problem was that you had this needless complexity on a system that is already very complex. You don't need to differentiate your and my Nightwing. You just don't. Like, there are already how many different matchups in this game. The other thing that came out of E3 so far is the confirmation of the PlayStation 4 Neo, or the 4.5. And that they're not, Sony's not showing it at E3, but it is a thing, and it's coming.
We'll probably talk more about that after the Sony conference tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, folks, tune in soon when you'll hear of our, what's in it? Oh god, it's the Bethesda one.
Next is Bethesda, Carlos.
Oh no. Can't you just break my legs and my...
Well,
face.
Yes, I can break your legs, but that just means you can't get away.
Can't you just remove my lungs?
No.
See you in a few minutes, folks.